You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds. Harry Kane to score two or more in the match was 11-2. That's now 6-1. If you think Troy Deeney is going to score again and Watford are going to win, that was 13-2. That's been enhanced to 8-1. Watford have actually never beaten Tottenham in a Premier League match. They've drawn two and lost four against Spurs. And they come into this on the back of that 1-1 draw with Palace, while Spurs thumped Southampton 4-1. Last night, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon. Last night, they beat Southampton 4-1. I really think Walter Mazzarri could be a good bet to be the next manager to leave, Tom. I watched that game against Palace and his side offered next to nothing in the first half. We're lucky to pick up a point in the end. They have been slightly better at home, Watford, but this is a game that if Spurs have title pretensions, they've got to go there and win comfortably.
Well, without a doubt, you know, this is a game you've got to mark down as 3 points. I mean, Watford, they are, you know, we talk about them every week. I never really know what to get from them or what we're going to get from them. What I do know is that you're not going to get a performance, I think, that's going to give, you know, Tottenham kind of, you know, a sleepless night before this game. I think Tottenham will be pretty relaxed and pretty confident about this game. I think they'll have looked at their festive fixture and thought, yeah, not bad. All right, we've got two away games, you know, over that Christmas week. You know, Southampton was a tough match and, you know, they were brilliant. Watford is the easier game of the two, without question. So, you know, based on that, I think Tottenham will be in for a pretty comfortable victory. I mean, you know, Watford themselves, you know, they would class as a little bit of a derby game, you know, the kind of North London clubs when they come to Watford. But I remember Arsenal earlier on this season just steamrolling them at home, and it was a very, very comfortable victory for them. And I would expect the same thing again. The other thing as well, this is a New Year's Day game. The New Year's Day atmospheres, you know, there is more than a whiff of hungover, you know, minds and voices and bodies.
And the fans are the same.
Yeah, exactly. these games are never great in terms of sort of spectacles. And this is purely, I've not got any stats to back this up. This is purely from years of watching football on New Year's Day. So I wouldn't expect a classic. I think Tottenham will win, but I think Tottenham will go back to where they have been this season, unlike the game at Southampton. And I'm going to back a Tottenham win and under 2.5 goals. And this just will be a job done from their point of view. As Watford are a team, I think they probably feel they're safe. And I think a lot of the players already have their feet up.
Tottenham win and under 2.5 is available at 5-2. Derek, this is a game that Spurs should win. They're 7-10 to do so.
Well, I mean, what's happened this season? Has somebody decided to give Watford 4 points for a win or 5 points? Because they're in the 10th place. And I've seen them about five times this season and they are absolutely useless. And how bad is this Premier League if a team as ordinary, well, as more than worse than ordinary, as Watford can be lying in 10th or 11th, wherever they are? It's ridiculous. And if Tottenham don't win this, well, this will be the match that they'll look back on when they finish fifth or something and kick themselves, because Watford are there for the taking. Against Palace on Monday, whatever it was, they were shocking, absolutely shocking. And, you know, people now, pundits must be looking back at the praise they heaped on Deeney and Ighalo last season and thinking, oh, God, we got that one wrong. Because those two look like Laurel and Hardy at the moment. And we know which one is the fat one. I mean, how Troy Deeney as a Premier League player with that physique, I'm sorry, he looks like a Sunday League player. Not just in physique, in ability at the moment. I can't see how Watford can possibly avoid defeat in this game. I'm not getting worked up over Tottenham's 4-1 win against Southampton. Because you look at that, you look at the first half hour in that game, and a 4-1 win for Spurs was the last thing you'd have written on a coupon. Same with Liverpool, by the way, against Stoke after half an hour. And yet they both did the business at the, you know, in the second half. So, I mean, Tottenham are full of quality going forward. You know, they're quite impressive at the back too. I mean, they're a side that should be challenging for the title. They must be a little bit disappointed with the way the season has gone for them. But may I just sense a little bit of a coming together for Spurs right now. And yeah, I mean, this is a gift for them. I think just under evens, it's a gift.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.